From Washington, this is VOA News. Experts reach the Ukraine crash site, and Israel and Hamas may be guilty of war crimes. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. An international team of experts has reached the crash site of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine for the first time after days of attempts foiled by violence in the separatist-controlled area. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe announced the development today, saying a small team of its monitors, accompanied by four Dutch and Australian experts, had reached the site using a new route. Reaching the crash site means the team can begin collecting key evidence from the crash and gain access to the human remains that have not yet been moved for identification. An OSCE spokesman said the team managed to reach the crash site thanks to a lot of negotiation in a short amount of time. Argentina has defaulted on its debt for the second time in 13 years. Argentinian negotiators failed late Wednesday to reach agreement with the New York investment companies to avert the default. The hedge funds are demanding full payment of $1.5 billion on discounted Argentinian bonds they bought the last time the South American nation defaulted in 2001. Meanwhile, the Argentinian president, Cristina Kirchner, is calling the holdout investment creditors vultures. Meanwhile, it's not immediately clear how the default would affect the Argentine economy, which is already in a recession and has one of the world's highest inflation rates. The United Nations officials say they are outraged after an apparent Israeli shell slammed into a UN-run school in Gaza, being used as a shelter from violence. 15 people were killed, including children and UN staffers. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is appalled. UN officials cannot yet verify if it was an Israeli shell that hit the school, but they say that Israel had been given the precise coordinates of the location of the building. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, says the targeting of civilian infrastructure and the use of civilian structures for military purposes violate international humanitarian law and international human rights law. She warns both Israel and Hamas may be guilty of war crimes in breaching these humanitarian principles. In West Africa, the death toll from the Ebola outbreak has climbed to 729. It includes more than 50 new fatalities reported since last Friday. The latest update from the World Health Organization came as officials in Sierra Leone and Liberia moved to enact intensive new measures to stop the Ebola virus from spreading. Sierra Leone's president said the government will quarantine areas where the disease is found, as well as screen passengers at the country's main airport. In Liberia, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf announced the closure of schools and said that all public facilities would be disinfected and chlorinated on Friday. Meanwhile, the WHO says Nigerian authorities have identified 59 people who may have had contact with a man before he died. Rescue workers in western India are digging through the mud in the search for a survivor of a landslide that killed at least 21 people. Officials fear more than 100 people are missing after the landslide Wednesday flattened the Malan village, which is 60 kilometers from the city of Pune in Maharashtra state. Heavy rains and poor communication in the remote region have hindered rescue efforts by emergency teams. At least one person was killed and 8 others injured in a powerful explosion that ripped through a bus depot in northern Nigeria today. The attack in Kano, which is a mostly Muslim city, occurred in a Christian neighborhood a day after two suicide bombings killed more than 80 people in neighboring Kaduna. The UN Refugee Agency is calling for urgent action from European countries to help reduce the number of deaths among migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says about 800 migrants have died, making the journey so far this year compared to a total of 600 deaths in all of 2013. Meanwhile, most are trying to escape from war, poverty, or political turmoil. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.